dictation for Michael Pasi, P as in Paul, A-S-T-H-E, April 8, 56. Address as a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K. Dear Troy, follow up for Mr. Pasky, who has developed progressive renal failure. Underlying hepatitis C, prior right side nephrectomy because of cancer, like 12 years ago. I saw him in consultation in December. We discussed about renal biopsy. Unfortunately, it took a long period of time for him to make up his mind, decided where to do it, did not want to travel far away. We eventually arranged it through Midland. Biopsy done about 8 days ago. Pathology sent to University of Michigan. I have talked to them yesterday, Monday, and days before on Friday with final results. He is tolerating antiviral through gastroenterologist Midland, close to 5 to 6 weeks, no major side effects, besides some degree of constipation, which is chronic. Creatinine has risen from a baseline 1.6, 1.7 up to September 2025. Representing a GFR 43 to 46 to present levels 3.1 for a GFR of 21. He has low complement level, C4 undetectable, and low C3 at 64. He has trace cryoglobulins at 7 days. Rheumatoid factor was not done. His urine shows 2+ of blood, 3+ of protein. Testing for HIV. And hepatitis B is negative. He has normal glucose, A1C, not diabetic. Has large amount of proteinuria, probably in the nephrotic range, with a protein creatinine ratio around 11. The renal biopsy unfortunately limited sample, no electron microscopy available. The light microscopy as well as the immunofluorescence pointing to mixed cryoglobulinemia type 2, which is typical associated to hepatitis C. So we discuss on the phone today all about findings. He should consider treatment for the mixed cryoglobulinemia. The treatment will require a short 6 weeks of prednisone as well as monoclonal antibody against CD24 lymphocytes, Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N. I explained the side effects of both treatments. I explain antiviral medications, high success rate to treat hepatitis C. However, cryoglobulins, the effect is delayed, and he already has severe changes of kidney function, potentially facing dialysis. He understands the treatment is to protect what kidney function still is good. The inflammatory process already happening, not necessarily will revert to normal, as he will heal with the scar tissue. He will need also pneumocystis prophylaxis, and we will continue weekly chemistries. All issues discussed at length, end of dictation.